You really took the game to Cross McGlen in the second half, and really no answer to you.
Yeah, look, first of all, Cross McGlen were an absolute great side. Credit them. They came and they gave us a different game from what we get within our own county. But it really put us to the test, and that's what we want. We got the rub of the green, we came out on top, and obviously we're glad of it. So that's really all I have to say on that front.
It was a very nervous start for you, you know, and Cross McGlen looked like they were sort of getting, establishing themselves in the first half, but just didn't get the score up and to get ahead of you.
I wouldn't say nervous. Cross McGlen kept us very quiet in the first couple of minutes. We just caught the grips of the game. As I say, it was a different type of game. It was a different challenge for us. But thankfully, we kind of worked out what way was best to go about it, and we got it worse.
Well, you ran at them in the second half, and that was the key. And whenever you were running at them, they didn't have any answer to that.
Well, we kept the ball out of the tackle, and that was a big one. They're a very strong team, very physical team. And we tried carrying the ball into tackles, which didn't really work for us in the first half. So we made that right at half-time, as we would like to do. So thankfully we got over the line.
And then you'd been support runner, of course, to take the ball and get the ball over the bar. And you have some brilliant score takers in that team.
I say brilliant score takers. They like Kieran Daly, Richie Donnelly. We don't just have one score taker, which is a massive thing whenever it comes to this level of football. Like, you're coming against teams and they have stars all over the field. Like, so we just try our best to play our game and see how we do out of it, and thankfully we've done all right this past few weeks.
Next round, a massive challenge. You know, it's chances are it's going to be Kilcoo, one of the greatest teams, club teams of the past sort of 5 years or so.
Yeah, look, I'll not jump to any conclusions. I've known both teams, watched both teams, looked up the players in both teams. So, look, that'll be a nice one tomorrow. Nice one to sit and watch on the position that we're in. So we'll enjoy that and hopefully get ready for whatever comes our way.
You'll go into the next round with a bit of confidence, though, after that second half performance there today.
We'll go into the next round. Thanks, John. We'll go into the next round hoping to play our game. And look, whoever may throw anything, whatever, at us, we'll try our best to come back at it. We try and play with whatever confidence we have. Like, we've built up a nice few rapport there, so hopefully we'll be fit to do it.
Historically, Trillick haven't done that well in the Ulster club. Do you feel you have a team to give it a bit of a crack this year?
Historically, that's a big one, boys. But look, yeah, we'll give it our best go. We come out onto the pitch every day to give it our best go, and so wherever that takes us.